Are you ready for the weekend yet? We have events, news, and a guest for you to enjoy this Lake Life weekend. Hello and welcome to Lake Life Weekend Podcast. My name is Dirk. We are in weekend 5 of this 2018. Thanks for coming back. I won't hold you long for this interview with Mark Bierke. He will tell you all about Ottertail on Ice. It's a Super Bowl weekend, and I know most of us are a little sad that we did not win against the Eagles. I saw the game myself. It was unfortunate. It would have been great, but still, we have a Super Bowl weekend ahead of us, and it's the kickoff event for the 150th anniversary here in Ottertail. Please also go to our website, lakelifeweekend.com, to find all updates, some news, destination, road trips. We now added recipes and, of course, the event schedule updated daily. So lakelifeweekend.com will keep you updated on what to do and what to find here in Lakes Country. Not only local, and we're extending our radius throughout all the state of Minnesota. So please, there's some interesting facts and destinations, hidden gems to find and explore. So let us know if you like what we have been doing. You can always email us at hello@lakelifeweekend.com. And we would love for you to follow us on Facebook and also rate our podcast on iTunes or wherever you get your podcast. That will help us grow our audience and share what we discover here in Lakes Country. And I, again, will not hold you back here from our interview with Mark Bierke talking about the largest Super Bowl event on ice. And very happy that it is so close. All about this weekend's fest, the 4th and 5th of February on Ottertail Lake. Please enjoy our interview with Mark Bierke. Have a great weekend ahead. Yeah, hello, welcome to our interview part of this weekend's podcast episode. I'm here with Mark Bierke, and we spoke with him last year about Lakes Jam in Brainerd, a music festival he was involved in. And this time we meet with him to speak about Ottertail on Ice. It's this weekend's Super Bowl event on Ottertail Lake, Saturday, February 3rd and February 4th. It's a two-day event for the whole family with lots of things that he will explain. Welcome, Mark.
Hello there. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you for coming and speaking about this. We know it's the kickoff for the 150th anniversary of Ottertail, I understand. So maybe let's talk a little bit about Ottertail County and this special year, then the history of this event, how did it come together, who has been involved, and then let's learn about what can we expect this weekend.
Sure, sure. 2018 is the 150th anniversary of Ottertail County. So they've put together, the county has put together through their government organizations, a committee to put together events all year long. And so what they've done is they formed a subcommittee, and this subcommittee is the Ottertail Lakes Country Association, and we are putting together the Ottertail County on Ice, or OTC on Ice, and all the information is at otconice.com. But we have, it's a two-day event, like you said, Saturday and Sunday. And Saturday we kick off at 10 a.m. We open the gates, and we've got all kinds of activities, ice bocce. We've got a golf course out there. We've got a polar plunge in the afternoon and several other events. And then at 4 o'clock, we kick off our live music. And so we have Aaron Simmons at 4 o'clock. We have 32 Below, kind of appropriate for an ice event, at 6 o'clock. And then Johnny Holm Band at 8 o'clock in the evening. And so we'll wrap up around 10:30 on Saturday night.
Before we dive into the event, so we have a great celebration this year. I think it's spectacular. The United States isn't that old itself, and now we have very young states, and now we have a very old county, 150 year anniversary. So that's going to be celebrated all year long. I'm glad to hear that. So we will expect more events. But tell me, Who had the idea to put such an event on ice? How was that born?
Well, when the committee got together and they started talking about what kind of events can we do for the 150th anniversary, you know, Otter Tail County, 43% of the landmass is water. You know,
oh, sure.
It's, you know, 10% of Minnesota's 10,000 lakes are there. We don't need any more summer activities. There's a lot of summer activities. So when they were brainstorming around the table, one of the things that came up is, what can we do to kick off the event shortly after the first of the year in the winter?
Sure.
Well, so then they get chit-chatting a little bit around a table, and one of them said, well, let's do a party on the ice. And then another one says, well, you know, there's Super Bowl weekend. Maybe we can have the world's biggest Super Bowl party on ice.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where it came about. And so I think, if I'm not mistaken, the original idea happened about a year and a half ago.
Yeah, and I heard something. So they were actually planning a Super Bowl party.
Correct.
And that grew into a two-day event.
Yes, they decided, well, let's do some music, let's do this, let's have some activities, let's get involved with other people in the county. So so that's how it ended up being a two-day festival for all practical purposes.
So it's really a festival. It's not just a Super Bowl party. It is really something bigger. And there was a group out of Otter Tail Township?
Well, actually, it's the Otter Tail Lakes Country Association.
Oh, they started.
Which is the owner of this particular event, and they're again a division of that bigger committee, which is the 150th anniversary committee.
Okay, interesting. Well, I'm glad to hear. We always say bad government. Now, obviously, our elected officials contemplated a party. Yeah, that's something good. They
right.
Get back to the people. So that's good to hear.
Yes.
Yeah. So we are heavily involved in tourism, I suppose. So we are all involved with guests and entertainment, I guess, year round. That's probably the origin. So those people are like-minded event people or entertainment people, I guess. So that's good.
Yeah. The big thing is, you know, that tourism. So Minnesota Tourism's on board with us, Explore Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not just a local event. We're really projecting it as a statewide event, too. Lots of activities going on Super Bowl weekend, really, you know,
sure.
Certainly centered around the Twin Cities, but also in these local areas where we're trying to, you know, get more awareness out here.
Yeah.
Quite frankly, if we just got some national TV coverage or some really, really big regional coverage,
sure.
We'd call that a win.
Yeah, yeah. Let's hope for the best weather and a lot of people and fun. Now, tell us again, you said Saturday we kick off, we open doors at 10.
Yes.
And this is a family day?
It is. And all the events all weekend long are family events. So you can bring the whole family. But we kick off with a breakfast over at Thumper Pond. You can go over there from 7 a.m. till 10 a.m. for a special breakfast that they're going to be serving. And then our parking will be over at Thumper Pond. So you just jump on a shuttle bus and head over to the location, which is less than a mile from Thumper Pond. And then we have our activities. We have a bag tournament, ice bocce, 18-hole golf course, polar plunge, several other things, sleigh ride, all these things going on during the day.
18-hole golf course?
Yeah, on the ice.
Really?
Yes, sponsored by Kinship of Perham.
Okay, and that sounds like, how large is the area? How is that all mapped out?
Well, it's going to be about the size of a football field.
Really?
Just for the golf part.
Really?
Yes.
And then if I consider playing, how many people are we expecting? Can I just play? Do I need to book
just,
a flight
you can
time?
You can just show up and they'll have clubs and balls and things to go out and hit some balls. I think also they may have some you know
show.
Yeah, well, education. Just I'm not a golfer, so what do you call it? A little team play or whatever.
Oh,
you know,
I've never ice golfed. I mean, I see it in Vegas at times. I think they have one event also ice golf and.
Yeah.
So
orange balls.
Interesting. So maybe I want to get a tea time, though. How many people are we expecting?
Well, we'd like to see about 2,000 people on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, and again, we later in the day, we've got our music. So we've got tents set up. We have a VIP area. We have, we have beer. We have food. We have games. We have merchandise. We have all those things out there. And then, like I said before, Aaron Simmons at 4 o'clock, 32 Below at 6, Johnny Holm Band. And then when we wrap up Saturday, then we kind of start over again on Sunday with, again, a breakfast at Thumper Pond. Our gates will open at 11 o'clock. We've got Bloodies and Bags starting, I believe, at 11 a.m., which is Bloody Marys in a Bag Tournament. And again, sleigh rides and the golf will continue. Ice bocce. And
what is ice bocce?
Well, you played bocce ball?
No.
Okay, it's where you throw a target ball out and then each team has a certain number of balls and you try to get closest to that target ball.
Bull, it's called.
Yeah, and this is really more with disc. It's almost curling. It almost looks like curling, but it's they call it ice bocce. And then same thing there. We've got some entertainment on our stage between noon and 3. And then somewhere around 3 or 3:30, we'll kick off the pre-party for the Super Bowl. So on it, we'll have all kinds of TVs out there. We have a 10-foot by 20-foot large screen that'll be outside. So you can watch the game inside the tent. You can watch the game outside the tent.
I was going to ask, so you're talking almost a village. I mean, I know those ice house villages, I call them. I'm the foreigner here, and living on the ice is a little foreign, but I adapted. So how can we imagine that? Do we have a huge fenced-in area and then multiple tents where I move from atmosphere to atmosphere, location to location?
Well, actually, it'll be a big fenced-off area, which will be the Otter Zone. Mm-hmm. And then within that, we'll have a large tent set up, a complex, if you will, but it won't be necessarily separate tents where you go outside and back into a tent and outside and back into a tent. It'll be one big complex. So that'll be the viewing area where the stage is for the music, and the viewing area for the game will be inside. The VIP tent will be inside. The food, the beverage will be inside. They'll all be under a tent that'll be in part of a complex.
Okay.
But you can stand outside. We'll have you can actually get your food and beer from outside. You don't have to walk in the tent to do that. We'll have serving from the outside. Mm-hmm. And then again, same thing with the big screen for watching the game if you want to sit out on the ice. We do have kind of a buffer zone area where we're going to allow people to come in and camp with their ice castles or their ice houses.
Oh, really?
But not drill holes. So we're trying to be a little careful about, you know, everybody setting up all their little ice fish houses all the way around our zone and punching holes in and, you know, like
all
the cartoons, you know. So, you know, right now we're sitting at 20 inches of ice, so that's really not an issue. But we are going to have a buffer zone. The DNR's asked us to keep a buffer zone of people punching holes in the ice. Cool. And then outside of that, they can set up their ice houses and fish if they want and camp for the weekend and... it should be kind
that
of a fun
really cool.
family event, yeah.
Okay, now safety, and you just mentioned it, I'm really scared of the ice, to be honest. 20 inch is at the moment, yeah?
That is
almost 2 feet.
Yeah, and in some areas it's a little deeper than that, but where we're setting up, it's barely 3 feet deep. So 18, 20 inches of ice and 3 inches of water, and then you're in sand. You know, we'll be setting this up right off of Highway 78 by the Pelican Bay access. And, we'll probably be 50 to 150 feet off the actual shoreline is where the start of our Otter Zone will be. So the entrance will be there, the backside of the stage. We'll have our equipment on that, the access area there for the lake access. If somebody's a little bit frightened about being on the ice, and I get that, I have good friends. In fact, I have some friends that have never been on a frozen lake in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure if I will or will not get them out there. I'm going to try. 18 inches of ice, 20 inches of ice, and we still have, I think there'll probably be somewhere in that, you know, probably 20, 24 inches of ice before we...
It's still growing, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, even with the warm weathers we had last week in those 30s, you know, you're still making ice.
Interesting.
But obviously when you're super cold, it just goes deeper. But where we're going to be setting up, I don't know that it's going to do much more than what it's got.
Okay. And obviously you discussed it with the DNR. So how many ton of weight does an area like that bear or hold or whatever?
Do you know
those things?
Yeah. You know, there's I saw a chart, you know, and I think it was 4 inches for a human and 8 inches for a UTV and 10 inches for a car. And, you know, I mean, there's a formula for how thick the ice can handle certain weight. And when you get up into that 20 inches plus, you're more like a parking lot. You know, there's really not a whole lot of restrictions.
Really?
Yeah,
because it's a structure. Yeah. No, I'm curious because we're talking 2,000 people, 2,000 mm-hmm. bodies. That is probably 200 ton.
Sure.
Or no, not 200 ton. I'm sorry about that. But like at least At least 50 to 100 ton.
That's well, yeah, you know, because we're going to have equipment. We're going to have a stage, yeah. Sound, lights, tents, you know, bars, foods. but again, I don't, given the worst case scenario, if the ice started cracking, again, 20 inches of ice and 30 inches of water, you're not going anywhere.
No,
I mean, you know, you're going to get your feet wet, but
I
just stick close to shore, Dirk. Just stay close to shore.
Swim life jacket.
Get one of those inflatable ones like on the airplanes.
So you have a polar plunge area, you said, too. Who are you celebrating to jump in there? Is like anybody free to come to do the polar plunge? Or
actually, we're working with Kinship of Purim. And they're coordinating that. So if anybody still has some interest in doing that, you put together a team and you raise some funds. It's a fundraiser for them. But you can come and our attendees can come and watch people jump in. I don't know if you can just come in and randomly jump in. I think you have to plan it a little bit. You know, you have to plan it and get a time slot.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay. Through Kinship.
Okay. So it's a fundraising opportunity for local chapters or
correct
organizations. Okay, and then. The pre Super Bowl, and then we have the big Super Bowl, and then do we have a plan for celebrating the win?
Well, we hope to celebrate a big win here, but so the game kicks off at 5:35. So Super Bowl is extra long breaks. The halftime's longer, the timeouts are longer, the commercial breaks are longer. So probably about 10 o'clock, I suppose, before the game gets over. And then again, depending on who wins and how many people are out there and who wants to celebrate, we've kind of booked the place till midnight, so to speak. So if we want to have a little post celebration, we've got time to do that. If our favorite team isn't there and it's a blowout by halftime, then
just
sit at the bar.
But that really sounds like fun. It's very unique. Has there been something comparable been organized and a festival on ice that size in the state?
Well, Eel Pout is a big festival. It's up by Ely, Minnesota, I think,
sure.
They've moved that. But I mean, that's the Eel Pout is, it's a big giant fishing contest out on the ice, and they have quite a few people. This we're billing as the largest Super Bowl party on ice.
Yeah.
So, and we have, we can say Super Bowl because Bud Light Dilly Dilly is one of our sponsors. So,
is Super Bowl copyrighted?
It very much so. Yeah, very much so. Yeah, we.
It's an event. You cannot copyright.
It's very copyrighted, and so you have to be very careful about using those words. And again, so we've made sure that we partnered with Super Bowl sponsors, because then we have that tie-in.
That is so okay. Different story.
Yeah.
But is there? I know. I'm from Germany, and when the Soccer World Cup's happening, we have public viewing, and it's huge in Germany, for example. Like, thousands of people gather around a big screen and watch kind of like another stadium. It's true, and so this is very similar. I'm kind of used to those events. It's not so common here. Yeah, is it the only Super Bowl part? Like, how many other events like that? I mean, I'm not talking about a bar. I mean, a couple hundred people, but like, we're talking a 10-by-20-foot screen. You said,
mm-hmm. Yes,
it's huge.
Yes,
so that's public viewing. To me,
I've not seen that. Certainly for the big Super Bowl game, I certainly haven't seen that. Boy, I don't even know if I've seen that for college games or other professional games around here.
Do we know of another party? Is this the only one in Minnesota?
You know, this is, except like you say, for bars, this is the only one that I know of that's a large-scale
event.
Super Bowl event, yes.
Yeah. No, I'm curious how it will turn out, and... let's hope for the best for the Super Bowl itself, the grand finale of this 2-day event. But then you mentioned this is supposed to be an annual event.
That's the hope, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, we plan to do this as an annual. Of course, you don't ever say first annual, because there's no such thing as a first annual.
Yeah.
Because and then technically your second event is the first annual, really.
True, very true.
But that's the plan, is that we hope that this is successful and that people enjoy it and it's a good time. And then we'll start planning for 2019.
Super, okay. So a newborn event. made in Otterdale County? And anything else we can expect? Anything else we should consider? So you said parking is designated. How many vehicles can we store? Is it all good to go? Are we safe?
Yes. The parking will be over at Thumper Pond in their dry land parking lot, so you don't have to worry about your vehicle. And then we have a shuttle bus running back and forth. It's just a short deal. Now, if you have a utility vehicle or a four-wheeler or a snowmobile, you know, you can drive right on the ice, and we'll have designated parking for that right there. Again, if you have a fish house, you can come and camp right outside the gate and grab your ticket and come in and out as you please. So that's, you know, we have some contingencies for bad weather, but right now it's looking like everything's going to be pretty nice.
Really cool. But like you highly recommend, I don't know if it's forbidden, there is no designated parking on the ice. So we do not have a parking lot on the ice. It's not recommended, like, just no. For a short distance walk. Like, do not come and park your car on the ice.
We would prefer if you didn't. But we have our designated event area, and then we have a buffer zone. And what goes on outside of that is really outside of our control. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, yeah, could you drive your car out on the ice and park there? Sure. But, I mean, we're kind of setting up a pretty nice situation where you park in a safe, secure place and take a nice warm bus ride. And
yeah,
I mean, really short bus ride. I mean, it's just a few blocks.
Yeah. Well, anything else? You said it's available to research online as well.
OTC on ice. Yeah.
OTC on ice.
Yeah. OTC on ice. So Otterdale County on ice
is the website.
Yep.
There I can see the schedule, I can see the lineup, I can research what's happening.
Everything's there. But after February 1st now, we aren't selling tickets online anymore. You buy those right at the gate. If you haven't bought your tickets here before the 1st, then pick them up at the gate.
Super. Yeah, well, thank you very much for coming telling us about this, and let's cross our fingers for all of it, and then let's hope that it will be an annual.
Great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, this was already our newest episode of the Lake Life Weekend podcast. We sure hope you enjoyed it. Tune in again next week with another great guest and updates. Always check out our website, lakelifeweekend.com, and if you have some comments, please feel free to email us at hello@lakelifeweekend.com, and you have a wonderful weekend ahead.